Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to invite you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. We're going to continue our series on With Eternity in Mind, and today we're going to introduce the first session of Myths, Lies, and Misunderstandings about Eternity. It is important that we have a clear understanding about eternity, what it is and what it isn't. Living in the 21st century requires that we be diligent and focused in not only equipping ourselves with correct information, but also in understanding the source of our information. This is especially true with regard to issues pertaining to eternity. What is MLMSs, myths, lies, and misunderstandings? We will begin with Webster for a short description of MLMs, as we're calling them, and their intent. We will use these in our teachings about eternity. Myths are widely held, but false beliefs are ideas. Myths are upheld to misrepresent the truth and to maintain certain beliefs. Lies are statements that one knows are false with the intent to deceive. Misunderstandings stem from a failure to fully understand something correctly. A misunderstanding can be caused by an incorrect concept or misinterpretation. It can also be mistakes of meaning or intent. Myths, lies, and misunderstandings can be credited to many different things. Myths and misunderstandings concerning eternity can be attributed to a lack of knowledge. Even within our churches, discussions on eternity are limited and typically linked only to eternal life and life after death. We need congregations that are better informed about eternity and how it impacts how we live our lives. Lies, of course, can be assigned to the father of lies, who is Satan. Satan has done an excellent job in intentionally deceiving people about eternity. Eternity is the greatest inheritance believers are gifted with. Knowledge of eternity present, eternity future, provide us with hope amid our struggles. Knowledge of eternity adds to our resilience and give us reason to persevere so that we will not faint. 2 Corinthians 4:17 puts it this way, "For this moment of affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." How do we deal with MLMs? Well, the best approach is dealing with false beliefs, misrepresentation of the truth, and incorrect interpretation is to seek out and know the truth. The primary source of that truth, of course, is the Bible. And then we have the Holy Spirit, who will always guide us in truth, including truth about eternity. John 16:13 states that when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, that he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he speaks, he will declare those things that are to come. Secondly, we can address questions we might have about eternity with our pastor. We can ask them for credible resources on the topics that can help expand our understanding. In this postmodern era, relativism offers the view that there is no absolute truth. Truth is relative based on individual perceptions and considerations. Satan used this thinking to continue his campaign to blind our eyes about God, about his son, and our position in Christ. This includes truth and eternity. 2 Corinthians 4 says, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, which is and who is the image of God. Finally, why is this conversation important? It is important that we have correct knowledge and information about eternity. Consummate writer and faith blogger Ruth Clements shared 7 reasons to live with eternity in mind. I will list the top 3 that resonate with me. 1, our life in this world is temporary. 2, people are facing life and death without hope. 3, the gospel needs to be proclaimed clearly and truthfully. The best time we can learn about eternity is right now. While our time is in God's hands, we have and He has given us true knowledge of Him, which includes knowledge of eternity. Next week, we will present the second half of myths, lies, and misunderstandings about eternity with the listing of MLMs currently driving the 21st century worldview of eternity. And if you would like to begin in really understanding eternity, what is the truth about eternity and what God holds for you, we invite you to accept Him as your Lord and Savior today. It's really simple. Just go to our website, itwministries.org, click on the invitation, and read the instructions there. Accept Him as your Savior today so that you may spend eternity present and eternity future with Him. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to Morning Reflections. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, and we look forward to being with you again next week on Morning Reflections. Thank you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.